Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, it's a cloudy afternoon out there. We're finally getting some spits of rain. Unfortunately, it's pretty much eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota picking up the moisture. Well, the latest check of that forecast coming up in just a little bit again. Right now, I'm going to replay an interview I had just recently with Katie Tangen from Ag Country Farm Credit Services. It's been a little while since I talked to you, Katie, but hopefully things have been busy and you've been staying healthy.
We have been pretty busy getting everything wrapped up with sales closing for crop insurance and kind of transitioning right into the new crop year.
Yeah, I know one of the things that is kind of big and gets you guys busy, the acreage reports. Any thought on that from last week?
Yeah, a lot of that was, I don't know, I know it wasn't totally expected by most of the trade. Corn and soybean acres both much lower than what the trade was looking for. And in the case of soybeans, really not a workable number in terms of the balance sheet. A lot of questions on where some of those acres went, because it looks like we're missing some acres compared to where we should be. I would venture a guess that part of that is just the statistical model from NAS. We've had a few years of heavy PP that might have, you know, skewed things a little bit, but it doesn't really matter what happened to them, because these are the numbers we have to work with.
Okay.
So that put in mind, soybeans don't have enough acres. So for at least next month and a half, the market's job is going to be to try to attract more acres and then also to try to diminish demand. So that's what we're going to be working with. It does feel like, barring some major change in fundamentals, we're pretty well supported at these levels. And then once we get closer to the end of May, weather will get to be a bigger issue.
Right. You kind of think that it would be all acres on deck, because I don't think there's PP anywhere.
Well, and that's kind of what, you know, the thought process is. There really isn't any reason to have PP, and especially if you were in an area that was wet and you had to take PP for 2 years, now is your chance to plant across and get 4 years of eligibility back. So I don't know that those PP acres are there, but remember, it is just a statistical model. The model could only handle with what's put into it, and this is maybe an adjustment off of that.
Okay. Before we let you go, I know we want to talk insurance a little bit, and we were talking before. You said hail insurance, right?
I know. It seems so early for hail insurance, but, you know, a few things with that. First of all, yes, you have your multi-peril in place now. But prices have actually come up quite a bit since those applications were signed. So in the case of soybeans, futures are actually about 80 cents higher than they were back in for the February average. So we have some extra value on that crop that needs to be protected. And depending on the policy you have, there may be some carryover coverage, but it's nice to get that in place. So if some strange deal happens right away in, you know, early June, your coverage. Some of those policies also have a replant on them. Not that I expect that to be a big issue, but kind of just having everything set up as we go into the next year and making sure that the investment you have in those crops is protected.
Well, we do know North Dakota's full of surprises during the spring and summer growing season. I think we pretty much had it all last year, from tornadoes to heavy rains to drought, so the mixed bag. I should ask you one more question. With the drought and the concerns that are going on, what kind of things or what kind of questions are you facing there? Is it just a lot of wait and see?
I think it's a lot of wait and see at this point. I mean, we are still early. We've had some questions, well, what about PP in a drought? And there are some very narrow incidents where that may apply. But for the vast majority of acres, that isn't going to be approved as a claim. The other part of it is, you'd be far better off to try to get that crop in the ground, you know, and say it rains next week, you know, you might be fine. So that's one thing. The other part is, you know, there's always a balance when the weather is less than ideal of how much investment do I really want to put into a crop that may or may not have moisture concerns, and the potential may not be there. And that's really just a balancing act. Probably first going to have to talk to the agronomist, and then we can always make, you know, some adjustments in that as we go through the growing season.
Well, for anybody that has any questions for you or insurance or anything that any of the products at Ag Country Farm Credit Services handle, what is the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of us is on our website at www.agcountry.com. a list of all the locations there, phone numbers, give a call to the office nearest you, and they'll get you pointed in the right direction.
A Washington, D.C.-based National Transportation Research nonprofit says at current levels of investment in roads and bridges, North Dakota will face challenges to maintain and improve the state's transportation system. The report from TRIP says statewide 44% of the state's major roads are in poor condition. Another 33 are in fair condition. In addition, 1 in 10 of the government-maintained bridges is poor or structurally deficient. This comes as the North Dakota legislature is dealing with proposals to spend money in infrastructure. Dan Wagsland of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association says that infusion would be welcomed by the ag sector.
North Dakota agriculture depends on the adequacy of our system of township, county, city, state, and federal roads and bridges, along with our rail and air transportation system, to literally deliver the goods for North Dakota agriculture. Without adequate transportation infrastructure in North Dakota, North Dakota farmers can't plant it, they can't raise it, and they can't sell it.
The two measures dealing with infrastructure include HB 1380, which creates the Legacy Infrastructure Fund, and HB 1431, the bonding bill. You're listening to Farm Talk. We'll be back with more coming up in just a moment.